DNA may be altered by COVID infection or vaccine, potentially leading to cancer. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen an increase in mortality from cancer in the United States, England, and Wales. China has also reported clusters of blood cancer cases. Multiple factors lie behind this trend in cancer, and DNA impairment appears to be one of them. The World Health Organization and many other authorities have repeatedly stated that the COVID-19 vaccine is safe and cannot alter human DNA. But is this true? SARS-CoV-2 may alter our DNA. Many scientists believe that the mRNA vaccine cannot alter human genes because of a theory called the central dogma of molecular biology, which was introduced by Francis Crick in 1958. In short, genetic information flows from DNA to RNA to protein. An exception would be a retrovirus harboring reverse transcriptase, which can transform the mRNA into DNA or the genome of human cells. Because SARS-CoV-2 is not a retrovirus, this was not a concern in 2020. However, there are exceptions beyond the central dogma. After all, science makes progress by challenging ideas that may no longer be relevant. A 2009 paper in Science and a 2014 Nature article have shown that non-retroviral RNA viruses can be reverse transcribed into DNA. Subsequently, DNA copies of the RNA viral sequences have been shown to be integrated into human DNA. A May 2021 Massachusetts Institute of Technology study published in PNAS further changed people's perceptions. After infecting human kidney cells with the virus, researchers found SARS-CoV-2 gene sequences integrated into the human genome. The Human Genome Project discovered that only about 2% of our DNA encodes for proteins, which in turn determines the structure and function of all cells. The other 98% of so-called dark matter is thought to be non-functional. However, hidden in this non-coding DNA are numerous regulatory elements that may have a significant impact on the function of thousands of genes. These elements appear to be critical in the development of diseases such as cancer, heart disease, and autism. Intriguingly, the SARS-CoV-2 virus is preferentially integrated into the translatable areas of genes. The integration does not appear to be random and could lead to serious consequences. A few studies indicate a link between COVID-19 and an increased incidence of cancer, especially blood cancer, which is highly related to gene alteration. In July 2021, a clinical case report from Iran showed that a 61-year-old man who had recovered from COVID-19 infection 40 days previous was newly diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. The researchers suggested a concerning probable association between the COVID-19 infection and the onset of the patient's acute blood cancer. In 2023, an Eastern European patient suffered from chronic myeloid leukemia 3 months after recovering from COVID-19, followed by a diagnosis of 2 melanomas and 1 skin cancer within 2 years. The authors deemed it essential to consider the impact of COVID-19 and the increased incidence of malignancies. A 2023 systematic review analyzed the potential risk factors associated with COVID-19 on cancer development. This included its effect on immune function, inflammation, stress, awakening of dormant cancer cells, the possible viral integration into the human genome, changes in gene activity, and gene mutations. COVID-19 vaccine may alter our DNA. COVID-19 infects nearly 10% of the total global population. However, the COVID-19 vaccine has been administered to about 2/3 of people on Earth. In February 2022, a study conducted at Lund University in Sweden and published in Current Issues in Molecular Biology showed that mRNA vaccines can integrate into human genes or DNA through reverse transcription. 6, 24, and 48 hours after the Pfizer/BioNTech COVID-19 mRNA vaccine was added to the liver cancer cell line, the corresponding COVID-19 vaccine DNA segments were detected in the liver cell's DNA. How did mRNA make its way into the human genome? The researchers found that the mRNA elevated a mechanism called the human cellular endogenous reverse transcriptive mechanism. it is fully recognized that the liver cancer cell line used by the researchers is not the same as normal human non-dividing cells and displays a highly active cell proliferation. However, cell proliferation, which involves cell growth, division, differentiation, and death, is also active in several human tissues, such as blood-generating cells in the bone marrow. Genetic researcher Kevin McKernan also recently found that the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines can potentially be reverse transcribed into DNA and then integrated into the DNA of two human cancer cell lines, the breast and the ovaries, as reported by the Epoch Times. In 2021, American pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole, who normally diagnoses cancer via microscopic slides, discovered a disturbing increase in certain cancer cases during the COVID-19 vaccine era. At that time, he attributed this to the possibility that vaccine components may alter natural immunity. A surge in the number of blood cancer cases has also been reported in China after the COVID-19 vaccine era. Most blood cancer originates in the bone marrow when our blood stem cells, which are susceptible to DNA damage, have been injured. Most Chinese people have been injected with the inactivated vaccine, which involves growing the virus in large quantities, inactivating or killing it using physical or chemical means, and using the killed mixture to inject people. There is concern that the inactivation technique is not well controlled and that vaccine quality is not guaranteed in China. It's important to consider this possibility. According to Pfizer's tissue distribution studies, the mRNA vaccine components were found to accumulate in organs such as the bone marrow 24 hours after injection. Spike protein may lead to fragile DNA. Additionally, spike protein has been shown to hinder the function of DNA self-repair. Many things can damage our DNA, including exposure to an excessive amount of radiation or toxic chemicals, although DNA does have the ability to repair itself. As early as October 2021, Swedish scientists found that the COVID-19 virus spike protein can impair two human cell DNA self-repair mechanisms, the non-homologous end joining and homologous recombination. The NHEJ repair mechanism is critical for fixing significant breaks in DNA. It is also essential for immune cells to recognize and target changing variants, and loss of this function can result in immune deficiencies. According to this research, when the COVID-19 spike protein challenges the cellular DNA, it can open the door to external genetic material, such as allowing DNA from the vaccine to sneak into the human genome. It appears that the Swedish paper has been retracted once again for unknown reasons. However, given the enormous implications and the highly sensitive nature of this topic, scientists have an ethical responsibility to thoroughly investigate any evidence of a potential impact on the human genome caused by the COVID-19 vaccine. COVID-19 vaccine may alter our natural immunity. While the mRNA vaccinations introduce highly modified genetic material into the body, they have also been shown to downregulate critical self-protective mechanisms related to cancer surveillance. Our natural immunity is the most powerful surveillance system we have against cancer cells. An MIT paper by Senef and her colleagues found that COVID-19 mRNA vaccination induces a substantially impaired type I interferon, a major antivirus, anti-cancer substance in our body, resulting in an increased risk of cancer. Type I interferon can induce cancer cell death and make cancer visible to our immune system. Type I interferons have downstream effects that can suppress tumors, notably through other related genes and pathways. These subsequent processes have an impact on controlling cancer development, including breast, prostate, uterus, ovaries, and pancreatic cancers. However, the companion genes and pathways generally appear dysregulated by the mRNA vaccines. Furthermore, vaccines not only injure our natural immune defense against cancer, but also alter our natural defense against viruses. Scientific research has shown that the immune response elicited by an infection with SARS-CoV-2 significantly differs from that produced by an mRNA vaccine. In COVID-19 patients with natural infection, peripheral blood dendritic cells showed a substantial increase in antiviral interferon response, as indicated by gene expression analysis. However, this crucial antiviral response is almost absent in vaccine recipients. An uptick in cancer incidence. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System showed a significant increase in new cancers following the COVID-19 vaccines, accounting for 98% of cancers reported in VIRS in the last 30 years. Beginning in 2021, there has been an increase in cancer-related deaths among individuals aged 15 to 44 in the United States. Reports indicate that mortality rates have increased over the last 3 years, with a 3.3% excess in 2020, 7.9% in 2021, and 9.8% in 2022. All these figures are statistically significant. In another study of 15 to 44-year-olds in England and Wales, researchers observed a major increase in all-cause mortality from 2020 to 2022 and in cancer-associated mortality that began in 2021 and accelerated substantially in 2022. Several common reasons may account for the increase in cancer-related deaths in the United States, England, and Wales. Factors such as stress, anxiety, depression, and isolation can affect cancer screening and treatment, cause a decreased exercise, and an increased drug abuse. However, COVID-19 infection and vaccines are significant factors that cannot be ignored. Any respectable scientist who wants to develop safe and effective drugs would seriously investigate this topic without interference from the media or pharmaceutical companies. While the issue of problematic pharmaceuticals is undoubtedly concerning, the greater threat lies in the deteriorating ethics of our society.